We are into the Akadaka once again. Here we go. Let there be rock. AC/DC were furious at their American label just at the release of Let There Be Rock. The reason why is they just spent 2 weeks at Albert Studios in Sydney, Neutral Bay, Military Road. I know the address because I used to work there once. They spent 2 weeks recording the album and were furious, furious with their American label because they were thinking about dumping them after the, well, not so great success in the United States of Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. So, bassist Mark Evans is renowned at the time, of all people, above Malcolm, Angus, I mean, who weren't very vocal anyway with the press much yet, but Evans was at the time, and he said, you know what, we said, them. You know what, we don't care, we don't need them, we're still going to go in, we're going to produce this album, we're going to call Let It Be Rock, and we are going to let it rip. And they did. Look. In the end, if AC/DC on this album aren't singing about rock and roll, it's about sex. I mean, from go to woe, the guzzling Bon Scott whiskey drinking gravel voice was really doing its business at the time. I mean, right from the opening track, Go Down, which was actually about a friend called Ruby, who apparently was... Right to until the end song, Whole Lotta Rosie, which was again about another girl who... Oh, by the way, Rosie actually does exist. These girls are real. Rosie, the last I heard, was living in Tassie, Tasmania, and was actually honoured at the anniversary of the album and the release of the song Whole Lotta Rosie. Not so big. You know, she'd shrunk. This album sounded exactly like it was supposed to. From beginning to end. They went in vicious. And it came out... vicious. One of the video clips for Let There Be Rock is actually Bon Scott standing on a pulpit altar. Beg my pardon. Is there a difference? And in the regalia of a priest singing Let There Be Rock, which I have to say isn't completely shrouded in positive religion, but nonetheless a fantastic tune, and really what it's about is Let There Be Rock. The song is what it is. And that's the thing about AC/DC. What you see is what you get. Topped up with expensive whiskey, a million cigarettes, and, well, smelling distinctly funny little pepperings all throughout the album, like most of their albums if you have a careful listen. Again, Let There Be Rock certainly falls into the realm of one of the best rock albums of all time, and never misses this shot at being one of the world's best rock albums. Put it on your shelf, you'll love it. It is core AC/DC, and you can guarantee there's more to come. And yes, for the 17th time I've been asked about this, yes, I do ride a Harley Davidson. It's not just a jacket that I bought because I thought it looked good. Walk the walk. And remember, if you go to bed tonight without your pajamas, you'll wake up with a nude awakening. Until next time.